The theater bug bit Rachel Curtis as she was growing up in Wichita, Kansas. High school acting led to attending a Kansas community college and then Wichita State University. While in college, Rachel auditioned for the Kennedy Center American College Theater Festival.
Different universities go to this college theater festival, and there are professional auditions there. And so it ranges the professional companies from some of them are more like training programs that you have to pay for to different colleges, then several summer stock professional theater companies, including the Brownville Village Theater. That is where I got a call back after my professional auditions there and then eventually got a contract.
The college student program still exists at Brownville Village Theater, and Rachel would know, as she and her husband, Mitchell Bean, have overseen the theater since 2017. Rachel continues to act and has now added playwright to her resume. Her interest in creative writing began early in life and, once she was back in Nebraska, led her to enroll in UNO's Master of Fine Arts in Writing program.
Yeah, it sounds perfect. It sounds like exactly what I need, which is flexibility and mentorship and one-on-one attention. And I loved it. I met an enormous amount of connections, and I wrote so much. That was the best part, is that I got to write so much, and I got to write what I wanted to write.
The opportunity to bring unique subject matter and writing to Brownville leaves an emotional impact, not only on Rachel, but also on the audience members.
Specifically where we do art in Southeast rural Nebraska, I feel it constantly that the arts have power because we're bringing theater to an area that doesn't get to experience it very much. And we have done so many different shows that push the envelope a little bit for those people down there and for their experiences.
The next production in Brownville will have a UNO connection, 4 a.m. Friends, a play written by faculty member and playwright Charlene Donahue, will come to the Brownville Village Theater stage October 10th through the 12th.
It's a play about three women through six decades of their lives and their best friends, and they experience both the hardships of life together and the joys of life together. And it's sort of additionally a time capsule of that time in this country. And in this specific version that Charlene wrote, it is Southeast Nebraska specific. So it's not just a time capsule of that, but a time capsule of different things in Southeast Nebraska and just about the beauty of friendship and change, and specifically women's friendship.
From high school and college in Wichita with a stop in Brownville for a summer, through 4 years of local professional theater in Chicago, and ultimately to Omaha and back to the Brownville Village Theater, Rachel Curtis could not have predicted that her professional career would have returned her to where it all started.
I don't really know that I ever pictured what my future would look like. I've always been sort of just a what comes as it comes kind of person. But this was definitely never on my mind. And while I had done some playwriting when I was much younger, it definitely was not something that I thought would be brought so much higher to the surface, and that I didn't imagine that it would become such a big part of the art that I make now. So I'm very happy with it because I've always been a storyteller. And so being able to do that in this way is very, very rewarding to me.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Michael Hilt.